Welcome back to another episode of Dub Life. And you hear that sound? Not a good clicking sound that time around, but that's the victory rum. The Dubs played the Mavs. Dubs were 11-10 coming in, playing the Mavs that were 9-13. The Mavs are actually 4.5-point favorites, but the reason was small ball. The Warriors only had 9 active players, their tallest player being 6'7". It was going to be a dogfight coming in. You thought that Curry was going to have 70 points, and he damn near did. No, not quite. He had 28. But the real star of the show was Kelly Oubre, who came in with a veracity that we haven't seen yet this season. He just felt very comfortable. He ended up with 40 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block in 36 minutes. The recipe of this game was executed perfectly. You had to get the big two of the Mavs in foul trouble, that being Porzingis and Doncic, and that's exactly what had happened. Even though they had 25 and 27 respectively, they were shut down early in the first half, and it was only a 2-point lead for them going into halftime. But the recipe was going to be like this. It's going to be ball movement. It's going to be hitting your threes. It's going to be playing collective defense, meaning everybody was going to have to be able to switch. Everyone was going to have to be able to communicate. And that's exactly what the Warriors did. And it was the thing of beauty. It was a little back and forth. The Mavs went on a little bit of a run there in the first half. But coming out of the gates in the third quarter, it was just all Warriors all day. It was it reminded me a lot of the team when we had Klay, when we had Draymond, obviously, and Steph, as well as KD. The ball movement was just incredible. And you know what? Shooting's contagious. If everyone starts making shots, Juan Toscano-Anderson, there's a lot of talk on the broadcast of him changing his shot and having a little bit more arc, and he seemed confident shooting the ball. He played the most minutes on the Warriors, almost 40 minutes. Wiggins had a tough go at it, especially in the first half. I believe at one point he was 1-for-10, 1-for-11. And then he started getting a little bit more aggressive. He wasn't relying on his jump shot. He was going hard to the paint. And you saw him take it to Doncic a couple times. You saw him take him to Porzingis, just going straight at him. And that's what you got to appreciate about this Warriors team, is that they're always going to find some way to adjust their game to stay in it. And so with this game, the Warriors end up at 12-10. They sit at 7th in the West. And the Mavs, unexplicably, are now 9-14. I know they've had to deal with a lot of injuries. I know they've had to deal with a lot of COVID situations. They've been hit the hardest. But they're not even the playoff picture right now. They are on the outside looking in. While the Warriors, again, are in 7th, they're only a few games out from, believe it or not, the 4th spot, which is potentially doable, considering if they get this play from Kelly Oubre Jr., that would be amazing. There's been a lot of talks with him in trades. I don't think they're going to end up trading him unless the Warriors completely fall out. I think they do think that they can compete, and I think that they are able to really give it to anybody within a 7-game playoff series. Are they at the level of the Lakers and Clippers? No. But I think that they can give everybody from Utah, who's number one right now, a run for their money. Now, with that being said, they're going to need guys like Looney and Pascal and Wiseman to come back healthy and be healthy. This small ball lineup is going to be fine for the short term, but not in the long term whatsoever. Ultimately, I think this is a play for next year. No matter how this team is performing, it is going to be a fun team to watch throughout the entirety of the season. Oh, by the way, Draymond, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 15 assists. I saw that he is the third player in NBA history to start a game at center and have 15 or more assists. That's with Wilt Chamberlain and, of course, Nikola Jokic of Denver, who seemingly does that every other game. Draymond, though, had a vicious dunk in the first quarter. I think that actually set the tone for the remainder of the game. It was a fast break. I believe it was Toscano-Anderson who found him on a bounce pass around the free throw line that just led to an absolute slam. You don't see that from him that much anymore, but it's good to see him healthy and able to have that fire under his belly, if you will, or under his feet. So Warriors' next game is actually going to be on Saturday versus the Mavs again. It's one of these weird back-to-back home-and-home games. They're in Texas for like 9 days, which will be a bit weird for them. But you know what? Texas is open, so maybe they can have a little bit of fun. Hopefully they don't get COVID. We had a Bill Stein sighting. That's right, Bill Stein. The Warriors were very high on this guy last year when they signed him, and he is now playing garbage time. What are you going to do towards the end of... He's still a young, healthy player. Bill Stein, by the way, is Willie Cauley-Stein. And so you know what? Our award is going to be the Bill Stein Swag What Happened to You Award. And that's going to go to Kelly Oubre. Best game of his career points-wise. 36 minutes, again, 40 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He was all over the place defensively. I know it doesn't show in the stats, but he was moving around. He was getting boards when he needed to. I think he likes the style of play, to be honest. He likes the freedom. He likes it when he can, when he knows that he's not going to be yanked. He just had a comfortability, meaning like, I'm going to get my 36 minutes, and I'm going to be able to do what I need to get this team to a win. They're not expected to win because they only had nine guys, and again, the tallest guy being 6'7". All right, that's Dub Life. Next game, Saturday, at the Mavericks.